Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, March 19, 2024. Thank you for downloading and welcome to the Zabecast. Hopefully an enjoyable 40 minutes of chit-chat about sports and beyond. One Tim Murray is joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. Mr. VSIN himself, he will tell you today how small his first actual Vegas wager was at Zabe Vegas 2012. I'm guessing now, but that's coming up in just a bit. Speaking of Zabe Vegas, another year. Ain't happening. I know it breaks my heart as much as it does you. Now, I've had some good folks say, why don't you do one in the fall during football season? It's actually way better. And I get it. The warmth of the summer is just simmering down, so you get better golf weather deep into November. And football's the best, right? Who wouldn't want to wake up and gamble, 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 and watch football, watch football, watch football? And I've thought about it. I believe it was my man Jack Briggs, the Desert Coyote, my big Coyotes fan out there in Phoenix. Thank you, Jack. He said, just let it go, move it to the fall, call it a new era. I've thought a lot about this. And you know what? It's hard for me because the rhythm of football season and my instincts, like a salmon swimming frantically upstream to spawn, my instincts in football is to never miss a shift on the radio. And so I started thinking about, okay, well, all right, you know, Sunday night games. I mean, I'd have to stay and then get up at 4 a.m. I guess I could tape the show. I could gut it out and just do, you know, one night on extreme short rest and try to go to bed early on Sunday night. And I just don't know if it would work for me. I just don't know. My instincts in the fall is to be locked in on football and to make sure I'm at the best I can be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if I were to do Zabe Vegas in the fall, I mean, it'd be fun. But Monday, I'd be worthless. Tuesday, I'd be scrambling to recover. And next thing you know, the next week of football is on top of you. I'm not asking anyone to cry a river for me here, but the football season is a bit relentless in this business as you try to absorb everything that happened on Sunday on top of what happened on Saturday. Have something coherent to say about all those football games on Monday. Then process the post-mortem of, okay, well, this guy's hurt now, and holy shit, the coach said that. That carries into Tuesday, and before you know it, it's Thursday again. So I just don't know if Zabe Vegas would work in the fall. What I really want is I do want to lean into getting it stood up again next year. I know. You're going to laugh. So you've said this now. I mean, the pandemic killed it in 2020, so that's 2021, 2022, 23, and 24. 4 years. Well, I ain't ready to quit trying because I think Vegas for the Sweet 16 weekend is perfection. Four games on Thursday, four games on Friday, two games on Saturday, two on Sunday if you want to stay, although usually it is get out of town boogaloo. It's a perfect weekend for me. You leave Wednesday night. You know, obviously I want to be on the air during March Madness, but it's easier to kind of get away. There's not as much obsession with I've got to be literally on the air in the morning. Things move very quick. So I take a couple days off, and you're there. You get there Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, boom, wake up, you're going home. That's what I want to do again. Now, I will say, Aaron Oster and Circa Hotel and Casino with the Circa Sportsbook, fantastic place. Aaron Oster has really tried hard to work with me, giving me every opportunity to maybe do something this year, and it just didn't quite happen. So thank you, Aaron, for being proactive and believing in me and the podcast and my listeners to show up in force. We just couldn't square it up, but I'm going to try. Because you know what? I see my Stauskas Zabe Vegas lucky coin necklace hanging on the pegboard over my tools in the basement. And man, just hits me right here. Such great times of letting a grand ride on Kansas winner, letting a grand ride on Michigan loser. Thanks a lot, Stauskas. Then the following year, letting a grand ride on Gonzaga. And them winning, and me dancing around on top of the bar at the Ainsworth at the Hard Rock, which is now going to be changed over to the Virgin, or it's already the Virgin. They're making a new Hard Rock where the old Mirage was, which makes no sense to me, but whatever. And with the great Deb Wagner, huge Gonzaga fan there, celebrating. That was the year Roy Wood, a bona fide television legit star comedian, contributed to The Daily Show, was out there with us pouring fireball shots. Fan-effing-tastic. Great times. I got to meet listeners, boyfriend girlfriends, where their girlfriends were making their first ever bets on the tournament and winning, and the joy in their face was just so perfect. So another year has come, and it hasn't happened. And for that, I beg of you, your forgiveness. But I will, as your liege, continue to press ahead and try to get ahead to make it happen next year. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to two guys you may know named Scott and Solly. Ever heard of them? Yes. Scott and Solly, I'm going to be on their podcast, their Patreon cast. Do subscribe and Do subscribe and support. That means that they will be on with me for the Friday premium edition or subscriber edition or bonus edition, however you want to. Or, hey, I'm paying Zabe $5 a month because I love what he does Monday through Friday and I don't feel like freeloading. Whatever you want to call it. They'll be with me this week, guaranteed. And I am hoping to lock in with them a gentleman's handshake agreement of, okay, let's just commit to this all year round, okay? You good? You good? Okay, let's commit. And I'm pretty sure they'll say, yeah, let's do this. I think it's good for both of us. And I've kind of figured out a way to fit it into my schedule. So that said, that's good news for those of you who are bitching and complaining and saying, I'm canceling. And you can cancel for any reason at any time. But as some people like to say snarkily on their text threads, this is not an airport. You do not need to announce your departure. So they're back on Friday, and that bonus structure, that bonus incentive to subscribe, and if you're already a subscriber, you're just going to get it for free because, you know, I'm not here to gouge you. That announcement is going to come next week because I forgot my podmaster, Mr. B. Mr. Broussard was out on a ski vacation with his son, so good for him. He ain't doing nothing this week and shouldn't. Okay, enough of those stupid announcements. Let's talk tournament, shall we? Is it me, or are there a lot more Cinderellas lately? The answer is, it ain't you. There are way more Cinderellas. And they're Cinderellas who don't just win a game or provide a shot that then gets put under the one shining moment highlight reel. They're Cinderellas that get in there and start fucking shit up and breaking brackets and, yes, going to the Final Four. Great story in The Athletic by Stuart Mandel. And I subscribe proudly to The Athletic, and I think you should too if you still like sports writing and journalism and smart, intelligent people covering these games that we love. He talks about how Greg Sankey keeps running his mouth about how, yeah, Cinderella mid-major, let's be real, our middling teams are still better than them on most given days. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to expand the tournament to include more of the Power 5 or Power 6, depending on how you consider basketball to be structured, teams, so they can make more money. He pointed out that when the SEC was bitching about, we don't get any respect as a basketball conference, like from 2013 to 2017, the SEC averaged under 4 bids per year, they put in a concerted effort, writes Mandel, to revamp scheduling, invest more in the sport, and it paid off. Over the next 5 tournaments, the SEC averaged 7 berths per year. So from under 4 to over 7. So what happens? What happened, writes Mandel, when the committee started taking more teams from farther down the SEC standings? Their winning percentage went down from 655 to 539. Highly competitive, he asks, more like highly mediocre. But it's not just the SEC, writes Mandel, that performed worse in recent years. The ACC also dropped as they got more bids, from 663 to 568. The Big Ten from 605 to 563. And the Pac-12 from 574 to 571. Only the Big 12, which jumped from 500 as a league to 631 in the tournament, improved among all the power football conferences. Those numbers match the popular perception that the sport is not as talented at the top as it used to be. Meanwhile, and this is where it's really interesting, meanwhile, over the same time, those cute little Cinderellas at the bottom got better. From 2013 to 2017, automatic qualifiers seeded 11 or lower combined to win 16 games. That's 5 years, 16 wins by 11 seeds or lower. Automatic qualifiers. Or in other words, the unwashed masses Sankey wants out. Now, over the next 5 years, in fact, just one team, 15 seed Florida Gulf Coast, reached the Sweet 16 in that period from 2013 to 2017. So one Sweet 16 team and the 11 or lower seeds won 16 total games. Now, you ready for the next 5 years? 2018 to 2023, that'd be 2018-19, missed 2020, 1, 2, 3, 5. Okay, got it. Just checking my math on that. With your fingers, that fingers aren't math. Okay, fuck you. They are to me. Next 5 years, the total rose to 24. highlighted by number 11 seed Loyola of Chicago and their run to the Final Four, and also highlighted by number 15 St. Peter's Elite Eight appearance in 2022. Also, in the first 33 years since the field expanded to 64 teams, no 16 had toppled a one. But since 2018, we've now had two, UMBC over Virginia and Fairleigh Dickinson last year over Purdue. A number 15 seed has reached the Sweet 16 in each of the last three seasons. Oral Roberts, 2021, St. Peter's in 2022, and Princeton last year. A 15 seed has made it to the second weekend. It ain't you. The Cinderellas are getting better. And that's partly why I think there is an urgency by Sankey and the big boys to shut the damn door. Close that door. We can't let the rabble in. They're beating us. They're better than us. They have guys who know how to play basketball. You know, the fundamentals, getting good shots, blocking out, playing defense, being sacrificial in your play and not being ball hogs. Not transferring because, oh, the coach yelled at me or I've got paid somewhere else. You know, teams. They're whipping our ass. It's embarrassing us. He points out that the NCAA selection process is already stacked against those teams because they get so few chances to prove themselves during the regular season. By mid-March, the committee had 4 months of resumes to tell him that Oklahoma, 4-12 in quad one games, and Virginia, 2-6, aren't deserving of a bid. Whereas Indiana State, at 28-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference, played just two power conference foes all season and therefore only had a narrow shot at an at-large berth. But the Sycamores were good enough to finish 29th in net ratings. Higher than several at-large teams, the committee ranked as high as an 8 seed. They're exactly the kind of team that might go on a run if and only if they were given the opportunity. Ditto for Sun Belt regular season champ App State, Ivy League regular season champ Princeton, Big West regular season champ UC Irvine. All 24, 24, and 27 win teams. No one has yet articulated how a 76-team tournament would work, writes Mandel, but presumably the bottom 24 would play a, quote, first-round game for the right to join the 52 in the 1 through 13 seeds in the bracket. If so, that group would include nearly all of the one-bid league reps, thus slashing the Cinderella schools in half before they even get a chance to knock one of the big boys off. Because why would America want to watch a 4 versus 13 game between Duke and Vermont when they can get one between Duke and Oklahoma? Stuart Mandel, brilliant writing in The Athletic. Couldn't have said it better myself. To golf. Meet you in the Bahamas. Wonder how the meeting went today in the Bahamas by private jet, super secret, last minute, a number of high-level PGA Tour players, and the big cat himself, Tiger Woods. To meet with LIV chief Yasir Al-Rumayyan, and to discuss perhaps pathways to reunite the golf world and to somehow end this two-year running toothache that is Greg Norman's monster baby. They could have just held the damn meeting in Ponte Vedra. I looked it up. There's a Ramada inn and conference center. Very cheap. Could get a boardroom there, hire some security, keep the reporters at bay. But nah, why not flex how rich we are? Because the people with the money go to a place where the rooms at, I think they were at Baker's Bay, are $3,000 a night, ultra-private course. Reportedly, Tiger was going to play 18 with Al-Rumayyan to talk things over, and many would say, well, that's good. It's good to play golf with people that you might do business with, that it reveals certain characteristics about them. You get a leisurely 4.5 hours to talk about life and business and everything else. But it looks like another capitulation by the PGA Tour, and if I'm His Excellency Yasir Al-Rumayyan, I am smiling like a Cheshire cat because he's on the verge of splitting the existing tour players in two in camps of, you know what, let's just end this. Make the other guys that left pay a fine or play for reduced earnings for a while or whatever. but let's just get this done versus the over my dead body guys that include the likes of Spieth and Ricky and the big guy himself, Scottie Scheffler. Shout out for another win for him. Back-to-back players' championships, back-to-back wins on tour. Absolute money, and he had a bad neck doing it. More on this in the Capital Golf Gang. You're like, it was 4 minutes on golf. I'm tired of this. Okay. Did you hear the Kevin Harlan call from the tournament, from the conference tournament championship game between VCU and Duquesne in the Atlantic 10, the one in which some dingbat had an itchy trigger finger when it comes to the confetti release button or mechanism or whatever?
Gives off to Jackson. My goodness. Oh, my gosh. They've got confetti falling right now. Confetti is falling on the floor. They're going to have to stop playing. We can't see our notes. The players can't work on this court. Confetti is everywhere. Somebody hit the wrong button.
Well, Kevin, to be honest.
I am convinced that Kevin Harlan could read the phone book and make it sound exciting. Somebody should actually put a phone book in front of him and just say, and here's Jones and Johnson and Jonas. He would make it look and sound good, I'm sure. All right, quick break here. Coming up after the break, Tim Murray, host of VSiN Primetime, formerly part of our greatest lineup ever on Fox Sports Radio. Me, Scott, Solly, and Timmy. That's next. You're listening to the Zabecast. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Yellow.
My man, you made the mistake of picking up the phone. You're live on the Zabecast with the 15-minute hang-up guarantee. In other words, at 15 minutes, if you're sick of me, just hang up. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm good. This is freaking me out. I love it.
I know. That's okay. You know what? Look, everyone is busy as shit, and I appreciate your time. You've got VSiN primetime tonight, so you'll be ready for that. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And as I texted you, I said, man, nobody combines it better than you of college basketball, being a freak about it, having played at Muhlenberg, the Muhlenberg Tower, and gambling. Now on VSiN, and I was there, Timmy, when you made your first $10 bet at the Hard Rock.
Can I tell you a little secret? It was a $5 bet.
Fuck you pussy. You're the worst, hey, but I love you. I love that I was there for that. It makes me so happy.
You started it, Zabe. You got it. You and Sheehan are the reason that I am Kevin Sheehan. For I'm sure all your listeners know him, but
I know
you two are the reason that I have become the degenerate that I am.
Oh, I goddamn love
why
it
I
so
live
much.
In Las Vegas. It's crazy.
That's great. It's great. Part of a very very valuable resource this time of year. VSiN all times of the year, to be honest, but especially during the tournament. So let's start with this broad question. How you like the bracket? Sharp looking bracket? You like it? Fun? Frisky? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, every year I love this day. I love Selection Sunday. I still remember as a kid getting mad at my parents because they used to always take me to 6 o'clock mass on Selection Sunday. And I'm like, we gotta stay at home. They didn't understand it. So now that I'm an adult and I can make my own decisions, Zabe, never go to church during Selection Sunday. But I mean, look, we can gripe over a couple of things, you know, who got in, who got out, who got left out. Virginia, did they deserve to get in? I think there's a number of seating discrepancies. I think UConn has the right to be a little bit pissed off because they're the number one overall seed, and they have Iowa State metrically is, I believe, the best two. They have Auburn, who per the metrics is the fourth best team in the country. That's per KenPom, and then they have Illinois. So, you know, I think UConn's draw is challenging. You know, I think teams like New Mexico got underseeded. The Mountain West is pretty upset, but
New Mexico is favored, one of four lower seeds to be favored and the lowest seed to be favored as an 11 seed, right?
It's one of those things that makes you think, right?
Who knows something? There's a couple other totals that I got to get to in a second, but speaking of, you know, these metrics and what is being used. So this is a good point by Roger Sherman, who writes for The Ringer. I think you know. Who does he write for? Roger Sherman. Let me click on it. Maybe he's out of currently. He at Money Lion, presented by at Money Lion. Anyway, okay. Roger points this out. He says Selection Sunday is so funny because the NCAA publicly explains its criteria and its process in great detail. And then the bracket drops and all the people who obsessively studied this criteria and the process all year long are like, oh, wow, they didn't do any of the stuff they were supposed to do. That is as spot on a criticism as I think you can make.
Yeah, I think you look at the seeding is where it gets a little wonky, right? I mean, Michigan State landing on the 9 line was pretty surprising. Florida Atlantic, I thought, had really no business being an 8 seed this year.
Right.
We thought they'd be headed to Dayton. You know, Boise State, I've gotten to know a couple people who cover that program and go check out the reaction video from the Broncos because they thought without a doubt they would be headed to an 8-9, maybe even a 7 game, and they're going to Dayton. So, yeah, the criteria didn't make a ton of sense. From a seeding perspective, St. John's wasn't even among the first four out, which was pretty stunning and telling.
Well, So St. John's, somebody stacked St. John's numbers against Virginia.
Yep.
And none of it made sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that really was working for Virginia in their favor was they didn't have a bad loss. You know, the metrics didn't love them. They were 54th in the net. They went 10-10 in quad 1 and 2 games, but they had no bad losses. So,
right.
I mean, I guess that's really what their calling card is. St. John's had not a ton of bad losses. And what's crazy, too, is, Zabe, when you look at some of the metrics for the Big East, I mean, the Big East was believed to be the third best conference in college basketball this year, actually the second best conference per KenPom, and they got three teams in the field.
Right.
Now, UConn's a 1, Marquette's a 2, and Creighton's a 3, and that's it. Seton Hall got left out, St. John's got left out, Providence got left out, Villanova got left out. So, look, I don't think all four of those teams should have gotten in, but it's pretty wild to me that a conference that is so loaded per the metrics, the second best conference in the country, they got three teams in, and all three of those teams are top 3 seeds. So it's just it doesn't add up. Obviously, the ACC's numbers are going to be a little inflated because NC State got the auto bid. But no, there's a bunch that just didn't necessarily add up. But can I give you – this is a little secret, okay?
Yeah.
Come Thursday, who gives a fuck?
Oh,
games
I know.
Be playing.
Oh, this is a
we'll
one day. Right. This is always
this is
a one day tempest in a teacup. But
do I?
But it's very important, though.
Like,
yeah.
I would say this real quickly, Zabe. Like, do I feel bad for those fan bases, those players? Absolutely. That sucks. And for us as a visual component, like St. John's, Indiana State, that's just more aesthetically pleasing than UVA. UVA is boring.
Somebody had the best tweet because we've been denied seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from Indiana State, the big white
Robbie
kid with
Avia.
Glasses, Robbie Avia. They said, I would rather watch Indiana State park cars than Virginia play basketball. Oh, savage right there. So the reason that it's more important, it is only a one-day deal. And now that it's Tuesday here that this interview airs, they're like, why are you still talking about this? This is a day later. It's because they're about to change this. They're about to expand the tournament, and they're about to put the clamps on the little guys even more, which is frustrating to a lot of us. But, yeah, so that's why it matters there. You know, you could have AI actually generate the bracket. I'm convinced of that. You could plug in all the so-called metrics of what the committee values, and AI could do a bracket. Do you think we'll live long enough, Timmy, to see an AI-generated bracket? And would the powers that be ever allow it to happen?
Well, no, because what are we going to do with the dudes
committee.
That just sit in the office and just get to decide these brackets with – you know, with their random ass, decision making,
ordering taken every 2 hours. Okay.
By the way, if you could get the job, though, I mean, I would take it. Give me that job. You know, I'll be on both committees. Give me the college football playoff committee. Give me the NCAA committee. Let's go. I'd happily take both of those jobs.
All right. Crazy stat. None of the last six national champs have made it to the Sweet 16 the following year. Kansas, Baylor, Virginia, Villanova, North Carolina, and Villanova again. Does this portend poorly for UConn, or is there anything – pick at a nit at UConn because they're the heavy favorite.
Yeah, they're really good. They're the betting favorite, per all the metrics. They're one of, if not the elite team. I mean, KenPom has them number one. They're number one in offense, number 11 in defense. A nit to pick. They play slow. So sometimes if you're not shooting all that well, and you're playing slow, sometimes that could come back to bite you. But, you know, I don't put them in the same realm as someone like UVA for however many years that they played, their style of basketball, or St. Mary's. But look, I mean, you play Creighton, you know, in the middle of February, fresh off of a butt kicking of Marquette, and they lose. Creighton got hot from three, and you know that can certainly happen. And you know, I would be pretty surprised, Zabe, if they don't make it to the Sweet 16. But I'll say this: would I be surprised if they got knocked out by Auburn? No. Would I be surprised if they got knocked out by Illinois? No. Would I be surprised if they got knocked out by Iowa State? No, because those three teams that I mentioned, the 4-3-2 in the East region, are all really, really talented teams. I mean, Iowa State, another nit to pick about the committee, they should have been the top two seed, and they were the last two seed, which just made no sense, especially how they played. And I think, too, Zabe, what it all comes down to is conference tournaments mean diddly and squats
right.
to the committee. I mean, Iowa State went out there and curb stomped Houston, who is a legit. I didn't even think that was possible
right.
to beat a Houston team that bad. And they annihilated them, and it did them no good. They were the worst two seed per the committee. So, I mean, who that ended up hurting is UConn, who's the top one seed. So, look, UConn's really, really good. They lost a lot. They lost Jordan Hawkins, who was a lottery pick by the Pelicans. They lost Adama Sanogo, who was MOP last year in the Final Four. So they had to replace all of that. Danny Hurley's done a phenomenal job. Could they get bounced by a team like FAU in the second round? By the way, how about this little oddity? In the top portion of the East region, you've got three of last year's four Final Four teams in FAU, San Diego State, and UConn.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Here's another one for you. No NCAA tournament winner west of the middle of Texas since 1997. Baylor is just on the east side as you split Texas in half.
So where's Houston?
Houston is on the southeast side. So they're on the side, if my geography is correct, they would be in the east. So Houston has a chance. But, you know, it's Arizona's a two seed, but they have disappointed in March as of late. UCLA has fallen on hard times. The Pac-12 has been vaporized. Gonzaga doesn't have their best team this year, but they could be a bit of a sleeper as a five seed. And other than that, there's just not a lot of programs out west.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, the funny thing is Gonzaga, the way, you know, it's gone over the years, Spokane got a, you know, first and second round site, and they, I'm sure, were banking on Gonzaga being there because every year they're a 1-4 seed and you get to select where you go or you get placed there, and they're a five. So, you know, Gonzaga is headed to Salt Lake City, where I'm sure their fans will head to. This Gonzaga team, I'm not going on a limb by saying this, definitely not vintage Zags.
Right.
But how about the fact that Gonzaga, you know what's funny, Zabe, is everyone, you know, every year that Gonzaga bows out early, people, you know, write the old think pieces. Oh, they're, you know, they're overvalued every single year and all this and that. Look, find me another team that has made it to the Sweet 16 as many years in a row as Gonzaga has. I mean, I believe it's been 9 straight tournaments that they've made it to the Sweet 16.
Right. Sweet 16, which is hard. Second weekend, you got to win 2 games, and it's never a gimme, at least the
23,
second one for
22,
sure.
21, 19, because there was no 2020. I mean, they've made it to the Sweet 16 every year since 2015. I mean, that's a...
They have the longest tournament streak, too, at 27 years of anyone in the country.
And they got, I mean, look, they got a benefit of the selection committee, no doubt. I thought they were going to be like a 7 seed, and they ended up on the 5 line. But I'll tell you this, Zabe, the bottom part, because of all of these upsets, I believe in totality it was like 21 seeds in conference tournaments got knocked out of their respective conference tournaments. So that means that the 16s, the 15s, even the 14s a little bit aren't as strong as they could possibly be because those teams more than likely didn't win their conference. However, Gonzaga's playing McNeese State. This is a team that people will talk about this week. They are head coach. Their head coach is Will Wade.
Yep.
Talked
about him yesterday here on the podcast. I was like, Will Wade. Oh, that Will Wade, the LSU guy.
Yeah, the guy who was trying to, you know, hide or not hide was, I think, taped, you know, talking about giving the bag to a player. But regardless, this is a really good team. They're 30-3. They played in a pretty, you know, weak conference in the Southland, but. You know, Gonzaga better be buttoned up, you know, for this game. I saw Gonzaga firsthand on last week in the West Coast Conference Tournament Championship and wasn't all that impressed by them. But, you know, they've got the ability. I think what's going to help them in that first round matchup is they've got a ton. They got size. Graham Ike is an absolute monster. But, you know, go back to Arizona real quickly. You know, this is year 3 for Tommy Lloyd. Obviously, they've had great regular seasons. How about this, Zabe? 0-4 against the spread. Very small sample, but Arizona has been very underwhelming in the NCAA tournament under Tommy Lloyd. They've had great regular seasons. Last year, they lose to Princeton. This year, they get swept by Washington State. I mean, think about these results away from Tucson. You lose to Oregon in the second round or the semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament. You blow a big lead there. You lose by 13 to USC. They had a home loss to Washington State. They lost on the road to Oregon State. This team, a lot to be desired. Definitely had the talent, Zabe, no doubt. I mean, they're 8th in offensive efficiency, 12th in defensive efficiency, but I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, the West region is wide open, in my opinion, with the weakest one in North Carolina, but I have a hard time really trusting Arizona.
All right, 2-minute warning. Couple of totals to look at. Colorado State, Virginia is sitting at
19.5.
118.5. It might be 119.5 at Circa, the best damn sports book ever created and viewing area. I looked at the giant bracket that you guys had put up there on the Jumbotron. Oh, she's a beaut, Clark. Colorado State, Virginia is 118.5. No NCAA tournament game has closed under 120 since 2019. It was Virginia, and they did it twice. Oof.
Yeah, that one is that's going to be a painful one, and that's going to be for all our viewing pleasure on Tuesday night tonight. if you're sitting back right. and watching that, by
and,
the way, can
and
I
you
just
have
say
to
this?
Bet you have to bet the under because when they're this low or that high, it's like a dare. Don't put your mortgage on it, but for funsies, put something on it to go, oh yeah, you think that's it? I'll go lower than that because these teams suck. The total that's the highest is Charleston, Alabama, up to 172.5, highest tournament over-under since 95. So that's going back over 20, 30 years almost. You were going to say...
No, two quick things about the Colorado State Virginia game. You mentioned, you know, playing the under. I feel like you got to play the Virginia. Here's why. This was the team that nobody wanted in the field, so obviously they're going to win this game.
They'll probably go on a run. They'll go on a run to clown the pundits and say, "See, you guys thought you knew what they were. You didn't because it's random."
I forget what year it was. I did a rant on some radio show saying Syracuse doesn't belong in the field and yada, yada, yada. I think they went to the Final Four.
They went to the Final Four. Exactly. Syracuse and UCLA. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Last question. Since Ken Pom began doing his thing in 2002, every national champ but one has been top 25 in offense and defensive efficiency. So this year, those eight teams include the one seeds, UConn, Houston, North Carolina, Purdue, but also Marquette, Creighton, a 2 and a 3, Arizona, a 2, and Auburn, a 4. So of those eight teams, I want you to pick your winner and a backup winner just in case of emergency. Two teams out of those eight, unless you've got a national champ that's not in those eight.
I don't. I'll be honest. I haven't filled out my bracket yet. But
I don't want the bracket, Murray. I want your winner and a backup winner just in case.
Everybody's going to pick UConn, so I'm going to go Houston. I love this team. I love how hard-nosed they are. Their offense worries me. So I'll go Houston. And then my backup to Houston, once again, UConn makes all the sense in the world. They're the best team, but that's not what people are looking for.
Well, I want your honest opinion, for God's sakes.
Look. UConn should win the national championship.
So they're your one. Who's your backup? Houston.
But Zabe, we have not had a back-to-back champion since Florida in the mid, you know, early aughts there. So it's college basketball. Weird things happen. So I'll say Houston's my one, and then I'll get weird and I'll say Auburn's my two. Just so I can clip this and sound smart. But when both those teams get knocked out early, just know it was always UConn.
All right. Thanks, buddy. 19 minutes and 14 seconds of gold. VSiN, primetime. Mr. Murray can be found on a variety of outlets, including YouTube, VSiN.com, SiriusXM. I believe, what channel is it on?
No SiriusXM, but YouTube TV. If you have YouTube TV, you got us.
Boom. Done. All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Xavier the man. See ya.
Let's end on this. I'm all for sophomoric humor. Sort of. In certain situations. I don't like it, though, when it becomes something that is at a level in which it is sort of institutionalized or sanctioned to a degree where I am one of those guys that says, you know, the kids are watching. And the kids take their cues from all of this. And this particular stunt wasn't even that original per se, but okay, I guess if you're multimillionaire NBA players, you're going to do what you're going to do. You had two players that I don't think most casual NBA fans even know. They are Grady Dick and Anthony Black. Grady Dick plays for the Toronto Raptors. He is white, and Anthony Black plays for the Raptors, and he is black. Or at least darker skin toned. Well, tradition is now in the NBA to exchange jerseys and pose for a photo, going, oh, this is great. You know, this is a guy I've always respected in the league. Let's swap jerseys. It's a feature and a tradition in European soccer. So they're doing it now more in the NBA. And you can see the two of them after playing kind of talk about it. You could see one of them mouth, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. And they went and they swapped jerseys. They posed for the photo. And there it was. Old black dick. Get it? Get it? It's a penis. See? You know? Men have penises. At least they're born with them. And they're like, isn't this funny? I guess. I mean, nobody references white dick. So yeah, black dick. All right, got it. It made Twitter. I'm not sure if it was posted to the Orlando Magic or an NBA-related or affiliated Twitter feed, but it was quickly taken down from someone's official feed. And I think appropriately so. It's like, come on, guys. Grow up. You're NBA players. This is embarrassing and beneath even you. I get it. You know? Act like pros, for God's sakes. Some people also noticed that the Orlando Magic, because it was their home game, had posted a job listing that very day for a social media producer. And they're like, oh my God, they fired the guy for this. The social media guy who took the photo and I guess posted the photo. I don't know if that's true or not. It sounds like one of these internet stories that are simply too good to be true. But yeah, grow up, fellas. Come on now. All right. That will do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Tim Murray for picking up the phone. That was his big mistake. We plow through the brackets, continue doing our homework. We got another full day to dig in, and then we got to get our story straight before tip-off of the real tournament beginning on Thursday at noon Eastern Time. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. It only gets better. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.